Paul?
Yes.
It's Valentine's Day. And Dave Wilson, it's Valentine's Day, and you're going to stick around even though you are trying to leave the room in every way, shape, and form. And so I think it's a good time for us to talk about love and falling in love with different Bloomberg functions every day when we come in, what we look at first thing in the morning. And I thought this would be a good time to just reflect
on our
passion and frankly, our bonds in particular, because that's really what I focus on when I come in. And in addition to taking a look at the ongoing indices of stocks and bonds, I also look at the junk bond yields and the investment grade bond yields.
And how do you do that?
LF98YW. Next, GP. I'm getting a look from the control room. And I look at that every morning.
And the yields are going down.
Yields going down. I also look at NI Most Sent, which is a look at the most sent articles. And I find this really compelling.
That's a new one for me.
Because people usually send the articles that they find compelling on some level. And I find that to be really
great. NI Most Sent.
And I filter out ETF flows with ETF Go.
Interesting.
Well, Dave Wilson, you're trying to leave. You can't leave. You're going to join us with your functions.
Well, okay, fine. If you want to talk about the beginning of the day... most. Actually, during the
day,
too. The most active stocks, the biggest gains, the biggest losses. I look at American Depositary Receipts as well, because I report on them at 1 o'clock New York time every day. And then, of course, there's my chart of the day, and there's two functions. I mean, if love is, you know, you don't want to live without something, I can't live without these two. G, which actually is the function I use to draw most of the charts, and CIX for custom indexes. So that way, if I want to take a couple of sets of numbers and put them together, I can do that. Or if I want to get some numbers from elsewhere and show them on the Bloomberg terminal, I can do that too.
That's amazing.
Well, my most loved function is a labor of love. It is BI Go for Bloomberg Intelligence. This is... This function will get
here
you
we go,
to
everybody.
The
this is actually
best,
sincere.
Sincere. This is the best research on Wall Street.
You
equities,
created this
fixed
team.
Income, and I was part of a team that helped create this 10 years ago, thanks to Tom Secunda and Beth Mazzeo and a bunch of other folks. And we now have 300 analysts around the world providing research on 2,000 companies, 130 industries, and they do a phenomenal job. And BI Go, it really makes the Bloomberg terminal really valuable.
Do you want to offer up any thanks to anybody? Any special shout outs? You can go to your next one.
No, this is it. I mean, I also love FlyGo. Anytime you want to travel, FlyGo tells you which flights to go. And you're booking your own travel. That's key. Bio. So when somebody walks in here, I'm like, who are they? What do they do? Bio, the person's name, and they got all the cool information. But how many terminals are there? Like 30
million? Yeah,
functions?
You can never really.
And I think the most diehard person user out there might know 20 or 30.
Yeah. No, it's true. Dave, I've got to say, your charts of the day are really phenomenal. And I just want to offer up a little bit of appreciation to you because, you know, every day you come in and you nail it home. I'm curious, what are you looking at today?
Oh, today is all about the growth versus value argument for stocks. That it really comes down to two industries, technology and energy. It looks at the weighting of those groups and all the others within the S&P 500 growth and value indexes. And suffice it to say that growth, you know, people love technology, not so much in the value side. And there's a bit more love for energy stocks in the value index than in growth by a big margin. And that's not a good thing because it's the one group among the 11 main ones in the S&P 500 that's down for the last 12 months.
Can I just say, I can't take anything that you're saying seriously with this
music in the background. Thank you, Sam, for the music.
Yeah. Well, just a special shout out to Sam Langa, our producer, who put together this incredible soundtrack, and she's in there having conniptions. But I will say, Dave Wilson, thank you for all of your contributions on this Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
And happy Valentine's Day.
And I should know one more thing.
Yeah, please carry on.
It's not only the birthday of our founder and owner, Mike Bloomberg.
Okay.
It's also my brother's birthday.
Happy birthday.
He's got a big one.
To Dave Wilson's brother. And
Alan,
to
enjoy
Mike Bloomberg.
The day. There you go.
And that was our love affair with the Bloomberg Terminal.
That That's right.
On Valentine's Day. Are you doing anything special for Valentine's Day, either of you?
Eagles concert.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Weekend. We'll have a nice dinner this weekend. Tonight, right. It's amateur hour.
There you go. And this might have been amateur hour as well.